Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we invite your phone calls. You can reach us at 888-302-3684. Come right into the doctor's office and pose your question. We've got lots to talk about this weekend, so regardless of whether you call us, we've got stuff to share with you. 888-302-3684. No, this is not Siri. This is not a disembodied voice. We are live and available to answer your questions. So this week, kind of coincidentally, you know, I celebrated yet another birthday, and thanks to many of you who sent me birthday greetings. And virtually simultaneous with that was publication of an article, which was a study performed at my alma mater, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. So this is pretty authoritative, that states that, from now on, this is it. Humans will never get older than 115. So put aside your belief in infinitely extending the horizons of human longevity. This is as good as it gets. And they cite the case of Jean Calment, who is the oldest living human to date, other than Methuselah, who is 900 years old. That's in the Bible, so it's not easily documented. Jean Calment died at the age of 122, setting a record for human longevity. But they say that it's very unlikely that we're going to extend longevity much beyond 115, according to this very authoritative scientific article. And one might easily be seduced into believing we can live longer and longer, because clearly, you know, around the middle of the 1800s, the average lifespan was about 50. And certainly there were people who lived older. I believe it was Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin were example of octogenarians in the early history of our country. But the average person didn't live very long. And with each succeeding generation, we seem to be living longer and longer, thus leading us to believe that we could just, you know, keep on extending life. But what they're saying here is that the very process of aging is the obstacle that we're up against. It's not disease. It is an inherent process of aging, whereby we continue to have changes in our DNA. Our DNA progressively mutates and has deletions and breakdowns. And after a while, that does us in. So they also did an analysis of demographic data, which shows that while people seem to be living longer, and certain age groups are increasing rapidly, they're actually finding a rapid uptick in people who live into their 90s and even folks who live into their early hundreds. That is especially the case among women. Women seem to do better when it comes to that. In spite of that, it's starting to slow down. We're starting to see limitations in that demographic trend of increasing age. And so this has sparked a lot of controversy, because some people have been up in arms about the contention that, no, we can't extend human longevity. And what I have to say about this is that, well, yes, there probably are some limitations and there are some inherent biological constraints to extending longevity. Who knows what advances we'll see in the next 50 or 100 years, where we can fundamentally alter the way that our DNA ages, or offer people anti-aging elixirs of various kinds that are way beyond our current understanding of vitamins and supplements that may extend longevity. The question will become, can we afford it? Is it desirable from a societal standpoint? That will be even more of an ethical dilemma when we decide to extend life beyond what we're normally allotted. But interesting article, interesting controversy. Nobody has the final answer on this, and the future will foretell whether this study was full of beans. 888-302-3684. Let's talk to Betty in Atlantic City. How you doing?
Fine. Not fine, I should say. I lost my taste buds. I can't seem to taste food.
Okay, so tell me, is it that you can't, your tongue doesn't taste things, but you can smell, or you lost both taste and smell? Okay. So, all right. So this is, look, the different ways that you can lose your taste. One is that you're actually losing your smell. You say you lose your taste because a big component of tasting, has to do with your olfactory sense, which comes from your nose. So frequently that's related to sinus conditions, things that damage the olfactory nerve. But in your case, it's a distinct loss of your taste buds. So have you been to an ear, nose, and throat doctor to take a look at that?
Because
that, and so what do they say?
Well, he said it's some kind of a virus, but it will disappear.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Well, that's not offering you very much. First of all,
no.
I mean, so, look, I don't have a magic supplement that restores taste. I mean, sometimes people recommend zinc as a supplement that can be helpful for taste restoration. So you could try some zinc lozenges. That's occasionally helpful. It's also been shown sometimes to be helpful for loss of smell. But another one that has been shown to be helpful is alpha-lipoic acid. Or ALA, alpha-lipoic acid, seems to work on the nerves, and certainly there's some nerve issues that may be involved in loss of taste, sensation. What are the causes? Well, sometimes, have you taken antibiotics recently?
No.
Have you had a virus or some sort of serious respiratory infection?
No, I haven't. Haven't even had a cold.
And you don't have GERD or reflux or something?
Oh,
which,
no.
No?
Uh-huh.
You sound a little hoarse, but I'm not sure.
No, okay.
Okay. So, and the other thing is there are certain diseases like Sjogren's disease that cause dry mouth. You're not experiencing a very dry mouth, nothing like that. Your salivary glands aren't damaged. So, you know, this unfortunately is in the category of what's called idiopathic, which is a fancy medical word, which means we doctors are idiots. We can't figure out what it is. So, you got the problem and, you know, that's the end of it. Yeah. But, you know, what I would try the zinc lozenges. I would try the alpha-lipoic acid at a dosage of maybe 600 three times daily. That's a safe and, you know, reasonable dose. And hopefully, you know, he's right that something zapped out your taste buds. You know, you were affected by, say, a virus, some kind of inflammatory condition that affected your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, hopefully there will be some recovery or some recuperation. But
how about the zinc Not lozenges, they regular zinc powders?
No, I'm not sure that that's more effective than a zinc lozenge.
No?
I mean, I think it's whatever way you can deliver the zinc, but at least the lozenges actually dissolve in your mouth and may provide a little bit of zinc directly to the tongue for
whatever
potential healing
because
effect
I
might have.
I have capsules, so.
I'm sorry?
I have zinc capsules.
That could work too, but you know, the lozenges might be more helpful.
Better,
locally.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's it, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
It has nothing to do with age or.
Well, yeah, I mean, aging can be related to anything. And, you know, as you age, various nerves fail. You know, that's why people have neuropathy or loss of sensation in their fingers and toes, sometimes related to, mm-hmm. you know, an age related thing. You know, or problems with the eye. Similarly, the sensory organs tend to wear down with aging. But, you know, maybe an analysis, like a more complete analysis of your nutritional status and of your health might yield an underlying cause. I mean, I'm not abandoning hope that more investigation couldn't reveal something that suggests why you're having this problem. And that's why we see patients at the Hoffman Center for a more intense evaluation when they have stuck kind of problems like you have. You know,
yes, but if I come to your office, will you have to take a blood test then?
Well, yeah, generally, yeah, unfortunately, that's what we have to do. That's
mm-hmm.
how we do most of our tests.
Thanks
very much for calling. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. I'm happy to share this bit of advice with you. Do you suffer from frequent tiredness or fatigue? Well, here's the only nutritional system that is clinically proven to reduce and eliminate fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it's age, illness, or just being run down. It's Propax with NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Propax is a complete vitamin and mineral formula. It's got antioxidants, pre and probiotics, omega-3s. But the key is NT Factor. They're all combined to help you feel better, and it contains no harmful ingredients. Propax and NT Factor repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. And clinical trials have shown Propax reduces fatigue by almost half. It even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been personally taking it for years, and I recommend it to my patients at the Hoffman Center. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158 or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com, 800-982-9158. Okay, let's take a call now from Mary in the Bronx. Hey, I know about the Bronx because I went to school in the Bronx. In the Bronx.
Yeah. You're the best role model.
Yeah.
I'm a 58-year-old female. I'm trying to optimize my health from listening to you.
Yeah.
And I strength train, and I also do little road races. But
excellent.
Like in the past, I brought up my level, my training level in the past month, but I just can't seem to recover.
Yeah.
I used to be able to recover within 2 days.
Yeah.
And now it takes like a week.
Okay, so what you're having is, and this is called DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness, and it's a fact of aging that recoveries are more problematic. I mean, you know, when you're younger, you're going to feel sore, you're going to feel the burn, as Jane Fonda used to say, but it's easier to clear that. And as you age, the downtime after exercise limits your training. And this is something that, I began to experience, and I've come up with some ways that I think are helpful in terms of dealing with it. So, first, the aforementioned NT factor is a good thing to take because NT factor really supports energy. So, take NT factor. The product is Propax, and I just gave out the number. That's been part of my daily regimen for literally, it's got to be 15 years at least. And
okay.
I take it consistently. I think it's good. But lately I've stumbled upon something that I think really can make a difference. And there's actually science behind it because, we know about CoQ10. And yes, that is helpful for over 50s because as you get older, your production of CoQ10 declines. And so we have people taking CoQ10 or ubiquinol. But there's another important energy pathway via NAD, which is nicotine adenine dinucleotide, which is a really important way that our cells manufacture energy. It's an important compound within the mitochondria. And you can support it by taking nicotinamide riboside. It's a hot new supplement. It's been around just for a couple of years. But I recently got turned on to it, and I find that it really helps my workouts, but it actually helps precisely with what you're talking about. You know, the ability to work out and then the next day not feel like, oh my God, you know, I feel like I got to sit in a tub of ice water, you know, because of the soreness, you know, or the, you know, that whole ache and pain kind of thing. And it actually has been shown in studies to help with muscle repair. They're even thinking of using it in certain neuromuscular disorders because of this ability. So take nicotinamide riboside. It's important to take the right amount. The product I use is Niacel. You can find it on our website at drhoffman.com. It's made by Thorne. You take 250 milligrams twice daily. And I challenge you, all of you out there who are athletic, and this is what I'm doing with my patients, I'm saying take the 30-day challenge. Take it for a month. And if it's not helping you, then, you know, fine. But I think it will help you in terms of your exercise performance. You can also consider taking, you know, some form of beet extract. You know, there are beet products that are out there that are very helpful. They help with nitric oxide, which helps with circulation. That can be useful. Make sure you get adequate magnesium. And for some people, carnitine is helpful for exercise recovery. Don't forget fish oil because it has anti-inflammatory effects. So make sure you take something like curcumin or boswellin for inflammation. Those of you who have knee problems or, you know, joint problems, shoulder problems, probably you'll want to take some kind of glucosamine with chondroitin. The product we use is called Avasoe Complete. It has ASU in it, which is another synergistic ingredient with glucosamine chondroitin. And there you have some general recommendations. But I think, you know, the keys are, you know, the NT factor, the Niacel. Those are very plausible agents for enhancing exercise performance. You know, when you want to extend that threshold of exercising, you know, now I just turned 64 and I want to keep going for another decade or so on the triathlon course. Sometimes you need a little extra in the tank to make it happen.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And happy trails to you, Mary.
Yeah,
you got some nice running places. Go out to Van Cortlandt Park. That's a great place
to do running. Oh, yeah. It's the best.
Yeah, it's a really good place.
Thank you.
But be careful.
Okay.
don't jog at night.
Bye.
Okay. So, the next item, which is something that I'll share with you momentarily with you. Suggests that caffeine may be beneficial for women. We'll tell you how in just a moment. 888-302-3684 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and Brian from Queens, New York. How are you doing?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Very good show. Quick question.
You.
I used to take the flu shot every single season. I stopped taking it about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And every two fall seasons. My doctor asked me, my primary care physician asked me why I don't take it.
Yeah.
I said, well, the reason why, I started reading up on it a bit, and it seems there's minimal doses of heavy metals in the flu shots. Now, I know that it's small, but the accumulation of flu shots over 4 or 5 consecutive years could maybe lead to developing neurological problems like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Guillain-Barré. He told me, just really quickly, I order the flu shots without the heavy metals. Is that possible from your, your perspective?
Well, flu shots have adjuvants in them. And many injections have adjuvants. So I don't know what the latest, greatest, you know, iteration of the flu shots is, but I suspect that there's something in there that has the potential to create some havoc with your immune system. So, you know, when people ask me about the flu shot, you know, I say, look, when it comes to arguing religion, you got the atheists on one side and you got the believers on the other. And in between, you have the agnostics who see some benefit to it, but they don't really, you know, whatever. And I guess I'm somewhat of an agnostic when it comes to flu shots. I think that having the flu can be very devastating. Usually it's just, you know, misery, downtime, and an opportunity for your immune system to reboot. I think it's natural to get sick from time to time, although I hate it like heck when I get sick. You know, you kind of roll with it. This is not generally a fatal disease, although, you know, you got to say that in debilitated people, it can be very, very devastating. There's some evidence that having the flu as a pregnant woman, this can cause neurological problems in the child, even increase the risk for mental disease in the child later. So this is not inconsequential. I see why they're trying to, you know, prevent the flu. You do get doses of things like aluminum and other adjuvants, things that, you know, are foreign to the body. I think one of the biggest downsides to the flu shot these days is that what you did before, getting the flu shot year in, year out, dutifully, like they tell you, it actually diminishes the efficacy of the flu shot. It, studies show that if you take it sporadically, you know, when there's maybe a big epidemic looming, although it's hard to get, you know, predict, enhances your response to the flu shot. Getting it year in and year out somewhat diminishes your response. That's number one. Number two, they often, you know, the prediction is off. They don't know what kind of flu is going to arrive in January or February when they prepare the flu shot in, you know, the prior spring. That's when they actually ramp up with production. So they often miss the boat. It's maybe, you know, 30% or 40% effective. There's also some evidence that if you're taking a statin drug, it diminishes the effectiveness of the flu shot. For the very people who are at high risk from the consequences of the flu, the people who have poor immune systems, by the very fact that they have poor immune systems, means the flu shot is less likely to take. So the debilitated elderly are more likely to get pneumonia after a flu. They're the ones where the flu shot is less likely to work. So the whole thing is messed up. And, you know, I really am not someone who condones the regular use of the flu shot. If you want it and you want to protect yourself and you want to undertake the potential risks of putting, you know, these foreign substances in your body, all right, you know, I get it. I get it. I'm maybe some of these dangers are exaggerated because, you know, they say that they're somewhat reducing the amount of toxic elements in the shots. All right, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. But there's still things in there that are not great for you. So that's my take on the flu shot.
My D level is at about 76%. No, D is good to have up. Obviously, vitamin C is important.
D is protective. Zinc is protective. Vitamin A is protective. You also can get some protection by taking something called AHCC, or brand name Empower. It's actually been shown to have some protective effect against the flu. You know, doctors may be enraged that I'm suggesting that supplementation or lifestyle, you know, has something to do with this and discouraging people from getting the flu shot dutifully so that we have a, you know, non-compliance and no herd immunity in a flu epidemic because we're, you know, casting doubt on this public health initiative to get everybody vaccinated. But I think that nutritional support and lifestyle play a role in whether you're likely to get sick and, you know, the course of the flu. You may have a milder, shorter course if you're on the right nutrients. And, you know, one thing I suggest that when, rather than taking Tamiflu or these drugs that are offered for when you get the flu, I suggest that people take acylococcinum, which is a homeopathic remedy that I've seen helpful for the early stages of the flu. If you take it early enough, it'll attenuate the flu. I have a product called V-Clear, which we use at the office for people who are coming down with colds or flus, and I use it myself. And also a little technique that you can utilize, you can take high-dose vitamin D for a short period of time, not long, because you don't want to overdose on D, but as much as 50,000 international units for 2 or 3 days, no longer, if you really feel like you're coming down with the flu. Then that's not something to do more than every 90 days, because you can dangerously overdose on vitamin D. But boosting your vitamin D right before coming down is going to make a difference. All right?
Sure. One other quick question, Dr. Hoffman. Would you recommend the same would apply to a senior citizen? My mom is 82 and coming off sarcoma, a soft tissue sarcoma.
Well, her immune system is depleted, yeah. Well, look, I mean, she can get the flu shot, and they will urge her to get the flu shot, because if she gets the flu, it could be very devastating. But the likelihood of it being beneficial is not that great. And someone who's older with a suppressed immune system, it's almost like a symbolic gesture. It's really not going to make that much difference. But, you know, in those instances, people who are highly at risk, we have to sometimes say, okay, maybe there's some mercury, maybe there's some aluminum, but, you know, getting the flu would be devastating, and we have to, you know, protect. All right.
Thanks for your call, Brian.
You know, important subject, but I wish there was a more satisfactory answer to this, and there really isn't. All right. Here's something for which there is a satisfactory answer, and I'm very excited. If you're interested in managing your blood pressure naturally without medication, I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment, and it really works, and we've been getting great feedback about it. I'm recommending it to patients and listeners, and people are really liking it. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally, and it's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. It's the Zona Plus, and it's a remarkable piece of technology. It's a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day. It's a little ritual that you perform over a period of several weeks, and that can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in a couple of months. So if you want to get information and try it risk-free, Zona Health now offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. You can try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. If you want to find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to the website tryzonanow.com and find out all about it. All right, let's talk to Lucy. How you doing, Lucy?
Hello?
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, how are you? I just heard you mention your birthday. I'll be 64 in a few weeks as well.
Oh, you and me both, kiddo.
Yes. Yeah, my question is, I was diagnosed by the doctor with E. coli, and after a urine test.
Urinary infection, urinary infection.
Mm-hmm. He prescribed the antibiotics called moxifloxacin HCl 400 milligram for 10 days.
Okay.
Now, I saw the side effects of the whole page of the horrible things that can happen. I don't know, I'm hesitant to start taking it. What is your take on this kind of antibiotic?
Well, far be it from me to tell you, if a doctor said it, that you shouldn't do it, because the doctor's in a position to see if you have a serious infection. But, you know, a couple of things about that. First of all, often doctors prescribe what are called fluoroquinolone antibiotics for urinary tract infections. These are big A-bombs that really knock out E. coli infections. But a certain percentage of people have really bad side effects. I don't believe the one you have cited is that kind of antibiotic. I think maybe your doctor is being judicious in not prescribing that kind of antibiotic for you. The people who take Cipro or Levaquin sometimes develop fluoroquinolone syndrome, or FQ syndrome, which is a really devastating multi-system set of side effects, neurological side effects, musculoskeletal side effects. It can even make you snap your Achilles tendon if you even with the slightest exertion. So these drugs take a terrible toll. The one you're taking doesn't sound too bad for me. I mean, if you wanted to, if you're under my care and I knew what was going on, I might prescribe a course of D-mannose, which is a type of sugar that specifically prevents E. coli from adhering to the bladder wall. It kind of blocks the adhesion of the bacteria to the wall. See, when the bacteria adhere to the wall, that's when you have an infection. If they just pass and float through your bladder and you urinate out the bacteria, it's not so bad. So D-mannose has that property. For many of our patients who have recurrent urinary tract infection, it works as a great preventive. If you have an active urinary tract infection, maybe less effective, and you may need an antibiotic for a while. Uva ursi is an herb that can help. And, you know, maybe these things are for you once you've resolved the infection. Infections often come back. You can take these natural things as a preventive. You know, cranberry also has been shown to reduce infections, although I recommend that you take the unsweetened cranberry juice, which is very tart without the sugar that the bacteria love. That would be a better way to address that kind of thing. So once again, maybe, you know, bite the bullet, take the medication, do some prevention so that you're not in this predicament again and requiring antibiotics. And make sure you take probiotics, of course, while you take the antibiotic. Take some Dr. O'Hara's probiotic to, you know, in and around the antibiotic, because if you take it right at the time of the antibiotic, the antibiotic will kill the probiotic. You want to put good stuff back while you get rid of the bad bugs. All right? Thanks for your call, Lisa. Yeah. I mean, by the way, and people look at side effects. If you looked at the side effects for every medication you're prescribed, you'd never take a medication again in your life, because they have a very comprehensive list of any conceivable thing that could go wrong. And, you know, that's why we advocate natural preventive therapy. So you don't need to resort to medication, but sometimes you have to, unfortunately. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh. Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. I won't give out our number again because, we had so many calls that can't even reach all of you. But for those of you who want to get through, you can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, radioprogram@AOL.com. And we will use your question as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla, which is a weekly podcast wherein we answer listener questions. And you'll get your question answered and discussed in quite some detail if you email it to us at radioprogram@AOL.com. All right, as promised, here's a study that shows how caffeine can be beneficial for women, even older women. Yeah, we're often encouraged to avoid coffee, avoid caffeine. More and more we're discovering the beneficial effects of coffee, whether it's decaf or regular, because of the beneficial dark substances, the polyphenols, that in some ways are akin to the dark, aromatic, tasty substances that flavor chocolate and wine and tea. So these dark polyphenols can be potent antioxidants, but the caffeine itself may be helpful. And here's a study that says among older women, caffeine consumption of more than 261 milligrams per day, and that is the equivalent of, a double espresso at Starbucks or three cups of ordinary coffee, five to six 8-ounce cups of black tea, or 7 to 8 12-ounce cans of cola, which I wouldn't recommend. I'm not sure why they even say that. Self-reported caffeine consumption was associated with 36% reduction in the risk of dementia over 10 years of follow-up. And, okay, that's really interesting. However, I sometimes question these studies because I think, if you are older and you can handle that much caffeine, maybe, just maybe, you're more together than the people who have long since given up caffeine because they can't handle it. So maybe it's the ability to handle that much caffeine suggests that you're inherently healthy. It is a relationship, not necessarily a study where they gave women caffeine over 30 years and found that that made them smarter. This item also pertains to women. You know, many women on contraceptives, oral contraceptives. Many women quit contraceptives because they don't feel well with them. I just saw a woman like that in my office, and she was taking contraceptives to reduce acne, but she couldn't hack it. She came for natural therapy, which we're offering her. A study published in JAMA Psychiatry, Journal of the American Medical Association, found something that we've suspected for a long time. Women using hormonal contraception faced a higher rate of developing depression and required more antidepressants than women who did not use the drugs. Now, that's great, because it's already been shown that taking oral contraceptives reduces sex drive. So you're depressed, and then you take an antidepressant, likely an SSRI antidepressant, which has as its major side effect for women reduction in sex drive. So you're taking this so that you can have sex without having the consequences of sex, but then you completely lose your sex drive and you end up on an antidepressant that further depresses your sex drive. Not a smart scenario. And what's worse is among teenagers using these contraceptives, the rate nearly doubled. So if you got a, high school or college age daughter using these medications, well, yeah, it's convenient, but what effect is it having? They say they're citing Denmark. In Denmark, more than 40% of women in their reproductive prime use some form of hormonal contraception, which puts such a high number of women at risk of unnecessary depression because these artificial hormones have an effect on the brain and not usually a beneficial effect. All right. Those of you who follow football, you've been following the saga of Colin Kaepernick. Kaepernick's refusal to stand for the national anthem has created a firestorm of controversy. But Colin Kaepernick is in the news now for yet another reason. He is undertaking, according to his own admission, a vegan diet. He confirmed to reporters that he went vegan 9 months ago. And you got to say, looking at the guy, I mean, he is known as what's called a scrambling quarterback, which means you got to have some agility, but also some body mass to collide with these, 280-pound tackles, 310-pound tackles. So the controversy here, he claims he hasn't lost any body mass, but that's kind of hard to believe because he looks skinnier. Maybe it's that big afro he's wearing. And it is a little harder if you're on a vegan diet not to lose muscle. It's possible. You have to be quite judicious. There is one NFL tight end, Tony Gonzalez, who briefly tried a vegan diet during his playing career, but claims he had to start eating meat again after he lost too much weight. So maybe, yeah, that's another reason maybe that Colin Kaepernick has to take a knee. Maybe he's too weak and feeble to stand. And this item, vitamin D a good idea during pregnancy. Why? According to this new study, children of mothers who took vitamin D during pregnancy had fewer symptoms of attention deficit disorder at the age of 2.5 years. They looked at consumption of vitamin D during pregnancy and also measured levels of vitamin D in the umbilical blood. And then they watched the kids for 2.5 years. And for every 10-point increase in the vitamin D concentration, the risk of being among the 10% highest score on the ADHD symptom scale fell by 11%. So taking vitamin D during pregnancy makes sense. And don't just take 400 or 800. You take at least 2,000 international units of vitamin D at the Hoffman Center if you're under my care during pregnancy. Thanks for joining us. Remember, this is just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. Go to our website at drhoffman.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and listen to our podcasts, subscribe to the newsletter. Thanks for joining us. This is Dr. Hoffman.